In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, there was Paul Brown.
Paul Brown transformed the game.
Hello, Paul Brown here. Welcome to the first ever International Browns Podcast. Good morning, Cleveland. I'm here with Cameron Justice from the 5 News in Cleveland, or News 5 Cleveland. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm excellent. And I've got to be really honest, I've been cooking tonight and I've missed the press conferences. So I need some help and some education. How was the press conferences?
Well, I think that Kevin Stefanski won the press conference.
Yeah?
He was very articulate, very charming, and had very good answers. It kind of sold you to the idea of Kevin Stefanski as a coach if you weren't already sold.
I must say, I watched some highlights. He came across very humble.
Yes, that's one of the good things. He was down to earth. He connected with Cleveland. He made a couple of jokes about the East Side and the West Side, and he name dropped Jim Brown. And so these things are really, really good to see from somebody who kind of got off to a rough start with the fan base for no reason of his own, but it's nice to see him connecting to Cleveland, and that was something that I felt watching the press conference, is that he's going to be one of those guys that like gets the city.
Does he have any experience with the city though? Has he got any previous family members been here or?
Well, he said his dad's favorite player growing up was Jim Brown, so he had to have some kind of connection watching
okay. the Browns. And how did Jimmy come across in the press conference?
Jimmy
Haslam.
Yeah. He didn't speak much at the beginning. He just kind of introduced him and he shook his hand, kind of got out of the way, which is a good thing. He liked to see that because no one really wants to see much of what Jimmy Haslam has to say because, obviously what he said in the past hasn't worked out. It's kind of, I want to see what the coach is going to do. And I want to see what the coach is going to say because it's his word right now that matters. Jimmy Haslam can tell people all day long that it's the right guy, but you don't feel that until you get to meet the guy and hear from the guy himself.
And you've been doing some writing an article or writing some piece on the press conference. Any extra highlights you got from that at all?
Well, there is one. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but they have already made a T-shirt with a quote from the press conference. Kevin Stefanski was asked about the personalities on the team, obviously referring to Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry and those big personality guys. And he said that he didn't mind personality. Personality is welcome. Your production is required. So he's okay with it, but he's going to get these guys to work. So that already went up on a T-shirt. It was good to hear that there's going to be some kind of accountability at this team, which is obviously something that they missed last season. So it's really cool to see that kind of game plan going in early on because it's what the Browns need.
And what was your views when we hired him? Were you a big Kevin fan? Did you want Mike McCarthy? Did you want Jason McDaniels?
So my first choice when the whole thing started was Ron Rivera. I wanted him, and we didn't get him.
Why was he your number one?
So I like the idea of a coach that can really connect with his players, but at the same time produce. And I know that everyone argues that he's been mediocre at best, but he has the experience that everyone was looking for. And his personality was a very likable guy with the players that the players would respect and stand out. And he could tell them what they needed to do, how they needed to improve. And I feel like they would listen. I feel like that's the kind of power and influence that Ron Rivera brings to a locker room and a team. But when he left to the Redskins, when he was off the market, I then was Mike McCarthy just because of that head coach experience.
Yeah.
And I got a Super Bowl. So you know that he's got that kind of experience and he can bring that winning mentality to the team. And he's seasoned and he's, again, a leader. a little polarizing towards the end of his time, but I thought that was something that maybe that year off kind of fixed for him. But when he was gone, I at that point, I liked Josh McDaniels. I really did. He was one of my top candidates. Kevin Stefanski was up there too.
Like he's your number fourth candidate.
Yeah, he was a little lower, but it was only because of the experience. It was not about him as a person. I was excited to maybe have a coach that had head coaching experience in the past, but I don't want to knock Kevin Stefanski and say that he doesn't have experience. He's been in the league doing this for 14 years. So even though it's not head coaching, he has a wide range of experience from coaching positions, assistant coaching, offensive coordinator. He was a defensive back in college, so he played on that end of the game. So he's got experience. It's just not kind of what the fans were hoping for this time around, because now we just got like a hotshot coordinator again. But I think this time might be different. I can't say for sure. We never know until they take the field and see their first game.
I've got to say, I am liking the way that we're coming under the radar this year. So
no hype, all work.
Yeah, it's good. So I'm happy about that. What's your views on the OC and DC? I think Mike prefers safe.
And then, I think he's safe.
But yeah, do you think they're going to make movements with the OC and DC?
So with the defensive coordinator, I know what he said in the press conference was that he's going to talk to a bunch of people. He's just going to start talking to a bunch of coaches from the Vikings and maybe around the league, and compiling a list of guys and then interviewing the guys that are already here, the coaches that are already here. And then with that list, start going more in depth. So I think that it's probably, you're going to see a lot of changes. I think the defensive coordinator is wide open. I know I've seen some people think that Steve Wilks will stay and want him to stay just to kind of get a more repertoire. I mean, you can knock him for the performances he had. I have before, but I also think that he didn't have a great shot when Myles Garrett went out, and you're dealing with injury-riddled secondary. It's not really – you can't tell what was his fault and what wasn't off of that season. That being said, I know that some of the names that I've heard dropped as his potential coordinators, I like the sound of them.
Wade Phillips
is one of them. He's a personality, and I think he'll be fun. But I wouldn't be mad either way. I think that I'm going to allow Kevin Stefanski. I think that this is a big deal for him. He's been called one of the next great offensive minds. A lot of people around the league are expecting him to do very well as a head coach. So I don't think that he's in a position to really mess this up. The difference between him and Freddie Kitchens is that wasn't a thing that people said about Freddie Kitchens. No one thought that he was going to be this great new thing and the next Sean Payton, next Sean McVay. I don't know though.
Everyone thought that he was going to be something special. You know, we finished the season so well, but
people in Cleveland had high hopes for him because of that connection with Baker Mayfield. But people around the league didn't really talk about Freddie Kitchens and his potential the way they talk about Kevin Stefanski. So I think Kevin Stefanski has a lot more on the line than Freddie Kitchens did. So I think that he'll be very, very strategic in the way he brings in his staff. And I think you're going to see a lot of good things come from that. I think it's going to be a longer process, but I think he's going to make sure that he gets it right for him.
What do you think about the GM position? Have you got anyone lined up, or you think it's...
It looks like Andrew Berry.
And how do you feel about that?
I'm not mad. At this point, when you ask me how I feel about something, I'm probably going to say I'm indifferent, just because I've learned to temper my expectations, because it doesn't always pan out the way I think it's going to. But with Andrew Berry, I think that he would be good for alignment. In the words of Jimmy Haslam, he brings that Ivy League connection that everyone has right now. But he also has the experience with the Browns. He knows the team. He knows what it's like for this team and how bad they need to figure this out to start winning, because it's been so long. I think that could be a good thing. But
do you think it's the end for Paul Podesta, or he's there to stay?
Paul D. Podesta's probably here to stay.
Yeah, how did he come across in the press conference today?
Well, I actually was surprised that he was at the press conference. It was good to hear from him, but I think that he kind of gave a little bit more insight to the the bad A word, the analytics that everyone is so afraid of right now. I think he gave up more insight to the world of analytics, and it's not the scary thing that takes away football. It's something that complements the game and adds a different layer to the game. So I think it was really good to see him at the press conference at the podium talking about that, because fans needed to hear from him directly.
What do you think time-wise now? Do you think we go with GM next? Do you think we go with the OCDC next?
I think GM will be next.
Yes.
And I think...
time-wise, end of the week?
Maybe in 2 weeks.
Okay.
It just depends on how quickly these guys can get in and can free their schedules. And honestly, who they're looking at, because maybe they're looking at people that we're not thinking of that could be playing in these playoff games. So who knows? I would say no later than 2 weeks. I can't imagine it would take that long. But then once that happens, I think the ball will kind of start rolling a little quicker as you start seeing him build the staff.
And the Browns draft, you know, it's getting scary. We're four months away from the Browns draft. What position do you want them to go with the first pick?
I think you got to focus on your offensive line. If there's someone you can get, someone talented that you can get with that first pick, that's an offensive lineman, you got to take him, because that was the Browns' weakest position the entire season. So that's definitely something that needed to focus on. Outside of that, people, I do want to make a comment to those who are saying to draft a quarterback. We do not need to draft a quarterback. That is insane.
Even at 10, there's no one there, I don't think. So.
No. And you don't want to trade up for a quarterback. That's not something that you need to do. Baker is the franchise quarterback, and I think the people that are not huge Baker fans got to start getting behind it.
I've got to say, Burrow did look very good last night.
He did. He always looks good. Cincinnati's going to have a lot of fun with him.
Yeah, I know. To our pain, basically.
Yeah. Mm.
And Cameron, tell us a little bit more about yourself. You're obviously in News 5. Whereabouts are you based? How long have you been a Browns fan? And tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I'm a digital content producer at News 5 Cleveland. I've been here just over a year. Actually, about a year and a half now. Time is flying. So it's been really cool. We're in downtown Cleveland. So it's awesome to just be like living and breathing in the city every day that I'm here. But I've lived in Northeast Ohio my whole life.
Wow. Okay.
From Akron, my dad's up from Cleveland. So I've bounced around the two, been a Browns fan since, I don't know, the day I was born. They didn't really have a team for the first part of my life, but then they came back and been watching the Browns ever since. So Cleveland sports is in my blood, and it's been something I have been born and raised in. So
excellent. I'm gonna put you on the spot now. What is your favorite restaurant in the Ohio area, or Cleveland area, or Northeast Ohio area?
People are gonna definitely think I'm basic, but if I'm going Cleveland, I go Chains, man. I like Chains. I do like to get like the East 4th restaurants. Those are nice, but my go-to is always Barrio in Cleveland.
Okay, I know.
I like picking my own tacos. Okay. But then when I'm in Akron, it's Swenson's all day. Yep. Swenson's your bust.
It's on my list. What's the big burger called? Like the
Galley Boy.
The Galley Boy. Next time in Cleveland, it's on my to-do list.
Well, listen, next time you're up here, I will treat you to a Galley Boy, as long as you give me the invite so I can get myself one too.
Excellent. And the last time we met was at the Tom Hawk show when you're with your boyfriend. How did you find the Tom Hawk show?
Well, I mean, Joe Thomas, let's be real. It's Joe Thomas. So I've been following him for a while, and Andrew Hawkins, they're really cool. And so we just ended up with tickets here at News 5, and I was definitely not going to miss out on that. Because their podcast is really cool. I like hearing things from their perspective. It's refreshing to see that kind of energy from former players and get that kind of insight. And they're funny. So there was no way I was going to miss out on that. We had a great time. It's a great show. And there's a lot of great people there. Met you there. So that's always good.
Excellent. And thank you very much for your time. Tell everyone, where can they find your details?
So you can follow me. All my work is there at Cammy Justice on Twitter and Instagram. You can go to my Facebook page, Cameron Justice. And then if you want to look at more work, you can go to news5cleveland.com. All our stuff is on there, and you can follow us on Facebook there too. So.
Excellent. Well, I've just retweeted your latest article, so everyone go and read and have a look at that. And yeah, thank you so much for your time. And I look forward to that Galley Boy Burger.
Galley Boy.
In Cleveland, yep. When I see you next.
Let me know, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Go Browns. Thank you very much.
Go Browns.
And see you in London soon. You and your boyfriend. Come and visit.
Very soon. I'll let you know.
give me some notice though, yeah?
I'll 2 weeks notice. That's good enough, right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much. You take care.
You too.